It's recording. Go ahead.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a happy, fun-filled episode of Game Goose. It is August 17th, 2021.
All of our recordings since we started...
Are you gonna fucking interrupt me?
Yes. I guess. ...have started with laughter, and I have to... Every time I'm editing, I have to choose to put it in or not. Is Clinton's grumpy rambling before we start recording funny enough this week? Time will tell.
It's August 17th, 2021, Season 4, Episode 5. My name is Dan Curry. Neil, the interrupting Kyle Brower, is over to my right, across the table from me. Doesn't matter where they're at. You don't care. It's Clinton Brower. He got a motorbike.
Maybe they can hear where we're at.
Maybe, that's true.
You get that 3D audio. Yeah, we'll this piece.
Put a little, little ear-shaped microphones in the center of the table and we can ASMR them.
A little left, right. Clinton got a motorbike.
Why are you telling everyone my business?
Because last week, you wanted to tell them about your license. So I figured the saga shall continue.
Yep, I have a motorcycle now.
Yep. Anyway, Clinton's not feeling very sherry this week.
Adam, what do you want me to share?
I don't know.
I got a motorcycle, guys.
It's a KTM 390 Adventure, and it's a 2021 year. It's got 20-some miles on it now, probably 30-some miles on it. It is very fun to ride. It's orange. It's got two wheels, as most motorcycles do. If you pull back on the throttle, it goes faster. There's a lever on the right handlebar that is the front brake. There's a lever on the left handlebar that is the clutch. There's a foot peg that changes the gears. And there's a foot peg that is the right brake. There's a license plate on the back of it. It's got brake lights. It's got a headlight.
It's got a computer on it.
It does have a computer on it. The front of it looks like a grasshopper. Or no, praying mantis.
What? I don't think it does.
Have you looked at the front of it?
It looks like a praying mantis?
Oh, yeah. Oh. It looks like some kind of insect, like angry bug.
And it's part bionicle.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah, it looks kind of like a bionicle.
I'll move away from the
microphone. What video games you guys been playing on the old Switch, on the old Xbox, on the old PC, Game Boy?
I have beaten Sekiro for the fourth and final time. I've gotten all the endings.
You're never going to play it again?
No, I'm going to play it again. There's two more achievements I need to get, but one of the achievements is get all achievements. So there's one achievement I need to get, and it's going to take me forever.
What is it?
It's just got to level up. I have to get enough skill points to unlock all of the abilities, and it costs like 60,000, and your average enemy gives you about 700.
Oh, wow.
And I have two skill points, so... It's good. Yeah, I'm not gonna do that slog now, but I was really happy going back and beating it again.
Nice.
Again, try it. I'm gonna stop rocking. I don't, now that I've played it again, maybe it's because I played it on the fourth difficulty and it does get harder every time, but in relation, you are stronger, you have more health, you have more attack power. Like, there's no way either Clinton or Dan could sit through this game. I don't think you guys, and it's not, I think you would enjoy it. I'm not saying you can't do it. Yeah. I'm in these fights going through my head, like waiting for attacks. I know, and like memorizing things, but there's no way Dan's brain will enjoy this.
That's not happening.
In any way, shape, or form.
No.
So I'm just going to add it to the list of things I enjoy that I'll never be able to talk to anybody else about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Other than that.
I mean... I have those all the time with my weird retro indies.
That's true.
Like CrossCode.
I played CrossCode.
True, true.
I have like 3-4 hours in it. I at least dip my toe in it.
That's true.
I played fucking 10 hours of Final Fantasy. You guys played 40 minutes of your games.
Hey, I'm going to put a little bit of blame on you. You knew I would not be able to get through anything that was any kind of scary.
That's fair.
If it was boring, probably could have probably put up a
more. What else to play?
What were you supposed to play? I don't remember.
Well, back to that.
Celeste?
Later.
It was Celeste.
Celeste. A shit ton of Celeste.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, it was just me. I was too scared. I'm a big old baby.
Okay. Well, I should have given you Sekiro. Okay, so other than that, Apex, same thing happened. Me and my friends got the gold, and then we realized that we're just 30-year-olds that are never going to get any better at a video game, and it got really frustrating, so I haven't played it in a couple days. And then... what else? Well, I guess we can talk about Pokemon Unite for a second.
Yeah.
We played the MOBA that's been out for like 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
On Switch. It's interesting.
It's fun.
I've played MOBAs on controllers before, having, I don't know, 3 years of League experience. And MOBAs do feel a little strange. You don't know that. Yeah. You don't know anything else. I think I played
Heroes of the Storm for the free Overwatch skins.
That's true. That's true. But Pokemon does it pretty well. It's simple. It's interesting.
Yeah, I think boiling it down to make it super simple makes it fit both the series of Pokemon and the controller.
I've heard that the targeting system can be frustrating if you're used to playing maybe just in general.
So I was reading something on it and it said that the target system it's not too bad because when you use your abilities, you do have like a moment where you can like aim them. People get frustrated when you press like a normal attack, it'll attack whatever's closest to you. But I was actually reading in the settings, there's a way where you can make one button attack.
Yeah, but I've heard that it still doesn't
do one button will attack a wild Pokemon, close to wild Pokemon, another will attack opposing.
Yeah, I mean, so
I haven't done that. I don't really care that much to.
Yeah, yeah. The ceiling of the game is very high. I mean, imagine making League skill shots with using both sticks on a controller at once and pressing a button.
Yeah.
It's not entirely possible.
No, I mean, I've played Wild Rift on my phone, and it's the same thing.
Yeah,
without a joystick, it's just using your phone to play a MOBA.
Yeah, and that's
coming. And it works really well, but yeah, it is.
Pokemon Unite is coming to phone soon.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. It looks like they're releasing a character once every 3 weeks. For them, the nice thing is they don't have to come up with the concept of a character. They have 895 of them. They just have to choose
A lot of them will be the same, though, if they do that.
Yeah, that's true.
There's not that many moves in Pokemon.
Yeah.
There's probably not as many moves as our Pokemon.
Yeah. There's like 20 characters right now, maybe.
Maybe a little less.
Yeah, they could get to like 150 without repeating anything. Yeah.
It looks like they're kind of spread out over different generations. It's not just the original. There's definitely a couple I don't know.
And there's so many hero ability shooters. It doesn't even have to be in a MOBA at this point. There's so many character classes that you can adapt to your own. Like we saw it with Overwatch. I instantly recognized like all of those characters from MOBAs and other games I had played. It's not hard to do that now.
Yeah.
But it's interesting. I think it'll be another, for me, it will be a, I will never play it. Unless Dan's like, hey, do you want to play it? And I say yes. And I think I will say no 50% of the time. That's not saying it isn't fun, but I don't know. I don't think there's enough in there for me.
Yeah. I'm probably going to play it for a while because I haven't really got caught on any other MOBA. I did not care for Heroes of the Storm. I have no interest in attempting to even tackle because I don't play games for a long time.
Yeah.
Like Neil is like really still in Apex. The only reason I play Apex at all is because you play still. So I'm sure I'll play it for a while and then dip out of it. The only game that's ever caught me for a very, very long time was Hearthstone, and I don't think this is gonna be.
And Overwatch had you for 2 years.
That's true. I did play that for a while. But just being the person that I am that jumps from game to game, I'm sure I'll play it for a while. It's fun, it's really accessible, and it's not like, oh, I'm gonna learn 150 different characters and then never play again.
Yeah.
So, it's just Pokemon. It's fun. It's colorful.
It's lighthearted. It's not hard to understand.
Oh, every match is only 10 minutes. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Playing to dance strength there.
Yes, definitely. Something you can jump in and play like a couple rounds of. But people are saying it's pay to win. I might not know enough about the game to understand why yet. But it may have been fixed because I know that was a big headline when it first came out, but it's been 2 weeks and maybe it changed a little bit. Has a very active community on Reddit, and I mean, we got in games in seconds.
Yeah, the queue time is like three seconds.
Yeah, so it's popular.
And I know we just started and there's challenges up that like we were getting currency just when you start your relationship with a new, especially a free-to-play game, they're throwing so many different types of currency at you.
Yeah.
I've got to figure it out now, but my point is, I played it for, I don't know, 2.5-3 hours, and I had enough to buy the most expensive character.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so.
And I'm sure that'll dry out, but still, I don't know, it is accessible. So.
Yeah, and it's not like you're limited to which character you get to choose. So I know there's like items you can buy and have your characters hold, which I'm assuming is where that comes in. But yeah, it's all right. I got Gengar. I like him. He's fun.
I got Lucario.
Yeah, it's a good time. Slowbro's fun. He's a good time. But yeah, it's a free Pokemon game that's on the Switch, so it makes sense that there's a huge player base. Yeah. But
is there anything else? I think that's it for me.
Hades.
Well, yeah, I started Hades on Xbox.
Yeah.
And it's the same game and it's still very fun. Yeah. It was fun to hear all the opening dialogue again and get reunited with it's just really interesting dialogue. The writers on that killed it.
I love it way more on the Xbox for a couple of reasons. First off, it's a game, you know, it's a roguelike, so you might play a couple runs or whatever, and it's much easier for me to jump in and play a Hades every once in a while on my Xbox, because I'm normally on it watching something, playing something else, than deciding to get the Switch out. Also, I like the Xbox controller better, because I was playing Hades in bed, and it's kind of tough on the Joy-Cons. Also, the music is fantastic in headphones.
Yeah, the music's really good. Yeah. I agree with that.
I'm almost to where I was. Like, I have been performing better playing Hades on my Xbox, probably because of the controller and because I've played it before. But, like, Courtney's farther than I ever got. And Courtney is not this kind of, like, video game player. Like, she really struggled with the game for a while. She is farther than I ever got on the Switch, so... but yeah, it's fun. I like it a lot more on Xbox, but it is the same game. You know, it's not like...
Yeah,
you know,
I probably won't play it very much because since I all but beat it on Xbox. But yeah, it was fun just to get reunited with it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you given it a try yet, Clinton?
No, I haven't. I've been thinking about getting it, but I've just... I don't know.
You're not one for roguelikes.
Yeah. I don't know. I should just play it and see what I've heard a lot of people... So they really enjoy it.
I mean, you can play...
I mean, it's on Game Pass now, so...
You can play an hour, probably get through... Your runs aren't very long at the beginning. And you'll get at least into the story, and by then you'll know if you like it or not.
I'm just not a huge fan of roguelikes. I don't know. I should try it, though.
Yeah, I mean, this is the one that's... I mean, it's a little different, because, like, dying is part of the story.
Yeah.
But, honestly... You know, I'm not into stories very much. I could give a shit about the story, so I don't care. I just like doing the runs. Courtney does care about the story and likes the different characters and stuff, so that's doing it. Splitgate, that was another one that you and I played.
Right.
With Carl. So Splitgate is a kind of a Halo clone. The major difference being that you get portals, like from Portal. So it's pretty fun. It feels a lot like Halo.
It is an arena shooter through and through.
And the announcer is definitely doing his best Halo impression. But it's fun because you can put the portals. I'm kind of getting to use them more. At first, you could totally play without using portals at all. But it is fun to set up a portal and then just camp the portal and shoot people through it because they can't see you.
You can see through team portals. You can't see through enemy portals. You can shoot through all portals.
Yeah. So sometimes you'll just be like, where am I dying from? You're like, oh, that fucking portal. And you can shoot through it and get it's really fun.
You also can't put portals everywhere. There's walls that clearly allow them.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's fun. That's also a free to play game. Really good. It was so popular. It was hard to get into for a long time. Decent. Not the greatest game of all time.
Decent.
But had fun with it. I'd play it more. Until Halo Infinite comes out.
Arena shooters never really grabbed me. I do like the hook, but...
Well, it's not even just that it's an arena shooter. It's that it is basically just Halo with portals. So it's not like you can't go play Halo, you know?
I am at that point where I don't want... I don't want to juggle shooters and just... It's going to take a lot to dethrone Apex.
Yeah.
And if I want to play a shooter, I'm going to play Apex.
Yeah, I just, for the Battle Royale, the thing is, sometimes, I just want to get in and start playing. Sometimes it takes a long time to find someone in the Apex, which drives me, can slow down the game. And then Neil and I played the beta for Back 4 Blood.
Oh, fuck, I forgot so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we played, it gives you the first act. Very, very fun. I like it. It's just Left 4 Dead.
I'm going to side with Clinton on this, because he preemptively said this episodes ago. If they just do the same thing that they did for Left 4 Dead, then it's not going to be interesting. It's been fun. I played through the first act. If I didn't play any more of the game, I wouldn't be sad. It's not different in any way. There's no like fortification building. There's no twist that I've seen yet. There's more game to come.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to change.
I played it. We played an hour and a half of it. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's a good game. If you love Left 4 Dead, you will love this.
Yeah, I liked playing through it. I would definitely, because it's especially because it's going to be on Game Pass. I mean, they added the. There's a lot of guns. So there's a lot of guns to choose from now. They've added the color coding rarity system to the guns and attachments. And then everyone has abilities, and then you have those that card system.
I mean, that by abilities, he means traits. There are no active abilities. No, it's not a hero zombie game. You have inherent traits that you wouldn't notice.
Yeah. And you can get some abilities, like you can change your melee into a knife that heals you. small things.
It's fine. I'm not shitting on the game. It's exactly what they said it would be.
Yeah.
But I think I have gone past Left 4 Dead. And if it wasn't free, I wouldn't be playing it.
Yeah.
But it will be on Game Pass, so I will beat it, probably.
The bot AI is some of the worst AI, though. Yeah. I will say that. That was the worst thing.
You're not supposed to play with bots. You're supposed to party
up. They shot us constantly.
They shot us constantly. Sometimes they'd just be sitting there.
Doing nothing. They love to get on turrets and just sit there. Never shoot the turret.
So they were like your teammates and they were shooting you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't do any damage, but it's so annoying. Because like everyone has
a voice line. Your screen turns red.
Yes. And it's like... And the other thing is the blood is ridiculous. The blood will cover your characters. And sometimes it's hard to be like, oh, I'm shooting Neil because I think he's a zombie. Because he's fully covered in blood. Like... But it was fun. It's a cool... I mean, yeah. It is just Left 4 Dead.
That's someone that had the cool video, right?
I don't remember.
Oh, it did have a cool video, but I think
vampires?
That... No, that was...
That's the Bethesda...
Okay. Red Heart, Red Moon, Ryzen.
Something like that.
Nope.
Right now, everyone is like, hey, there hasn't been a Left 4 Dead game in a while. Let's all make a Left 4 Dead game. Because there's Back 4 Blood, there's the Alien one that comes out like next month. And then there's that vampire one.
It's Red something.
Red Maybe Fall?
Maybe.
Something like that. Red and then a word afterwards.
I have been playing hardly anything. I don't know. Just haven't had time. Played some League here and there. We played that dodgeball game.
Oh, yeah.
Lethal League.
Lethal League.
Which was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It's ridiculous.
We played it. Free for all with three people, and it's just absolutely, it's madness.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. I have so much trouble when it starts like bouncing up, but you guys seem to have trouble when it's just bouncing straight back and forth.
Yes. That game is a lot of fun. If you have Game Pass and you have some buddies to play Lethal League with, that's a good time.
It's on Steam for nothing, too.
Yeah, nice.
In League, for a while they had a game mode called Unsealed Spellbook, which was so much fun. You would get...
That was the one where your summoner spells get replaced
with. Yeah, with another character's ultimate. But they got rid of that and they went back to All for One, so your team... picks a character and everyone is that character, and the other team picks a character and everyone is that character.
That's fine.
And I've played it, I think, 5 times now and lost every single time, because every time we would pick someone, just by chance, the person that we picked against, that they picked,
the counter
was a pretty hard counter to us. So this time, today, I finally won one. And it was like a joke pick. Someone picked like there's a character called Yumi. She's a cat that rides on a book. Mm-hmm. And what she does is she attaches to another character and you can't attack her. And she's like super slow. She doesn't have hardly any attack. She has a big heal and her ultimate roots people and does a little bit of damage. And so she's not great for this mode, obviously.
Yeah.
But they buff her, so she does like 115% more damage. And so she does 115% damage of her normal, not 115% more. And then she takes 80% damage from any incoming sources. So she has like 20% damage reduction. So she's a little bit stronger in this. And so I built her as an like attack damage carry. So... like fast auto attack speed and crit, and so it got to a point where everyone's just like piling onto me so they can't get hit and they're all healing me and I'm just attacking as fast as I can. And then we kept dying. We're playing into Alawi, who's like a big tanky bruiser, so She doesn't have a shit ton of health, but she gets big shields and she heals herself a lot. And it got to the point where we couldn't do anything, so they were just killing us, and then like they couldn't push off of it because she doesn't really do enough damage to structures. And so eventually it was like the four of them were fighting mid lane against the five Alawis, and I went top and I pushed four towers, an inhibitor, and the Nexus all in one push, and they didn't come back to stop me.
What? Yeah. They were just done.
Yeah, I don't think they realized. They were like in the longest battle because Yumi could heal so much, so they were just like jumping off each other.
That's
each
hilarious. Other.
I understood about half of what you said, but
that sounds, that sounds was good. Good. That was a good mama speak right there. Your carries are squishy. Oh. Those are your people that usually do a lot of attack or magic damage, and they don't have a lot of health. So you need your tanks and your supports to keep them alive.
Yeah. But I built her as a carry, and she can do
AD or AP?
AD. And right. She can do a shit ton of damage to towers, apparently, if you do that. It's just...
what was I going to say? I was going to complain about an Apex thing, but never mind.
Oh. All right.
Complain about Seer.
I played like a ton of other games like for 5 minutes to try them out, but we'll see if one sticks. But today, big announcement. In the Curry household, but Courtney doesn't give a shit. In my life, my Magikarp and Pokemon Go finally evolved into Gyarados.
Watch you do it.
Yep. As I walked around with him for a very long time.
4 years now.
Yeah. Whenever the buddy system came out was when I originally... Magikarp's been my only buddy.
I think my buddy is a Magikarp as
I
well.
Think he is too. His name is Magic Carpet. Actually, I know. Because I looked at your profile like 2 days ago. It was Magic Carpet. So I finally got a Gyarados, and I was very excited. I also texted my friend. I have some friends, Pat and Rob, who did not stop playing when I stopped playing. And was like, I'm so close to getting my Gyarados. And Pat was like, yeah, I got like five. Because he has been playing 5 years straight. Jeez. So.
Well, now you have to get Pokemon Shield, so you can bring your Gyarados. Wow, that's hard.
Gyarados.
You can bring your little water dragon over and have like a party.
Yeah,
whatever maybe. You do with Pokemon.
Yeah, you can take him to your camp and you can pet him and throw balls.
You can
at
pet
him.
Oh. Yeah, and you can feed him.
Yeah, I mean you can do that in Pokemon Go as well. They probably stole that
ball to him.
I can't throw a ball to him. No, I can't throw berries at him. And have him eat him.
Or have like a cat toy that you in front of him.
What do you do?
You go...
Hey, Gyarados!
I mean, you're not going to go like this with the Gyarados.
Yeah, that's true.
That was always the weirdest. Not that I camped a lot, but I did camp as soon as I caught the legendary Pokemon. I'm just like, I'm tickling a god.
Tickling a god. Name of the episode right there. I'm tinkling a god.
Well, so
should we get into it then?
Yeah, yeah. Let's get into it.
All right, well...
No!
Let's not get into it then.
Both of us have accomplished something, and we haven't talked about it.
I thought we talked about that
last week. No, because we couldn't record last week.
Oh, yeah, why did we need a thing today then?
I don't know. I'll just leave the room.
I didn't realize we hadn't talked about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let me go first, because yours is cooler. Because it took me 32 hours to beat my Nuzlocke run. And I think the last six... Maybe six of that was... Okay, maybe five. But a good portion of the last hours were me just grinding Victory Road and then getting bored and saying, fuck it, I'm going into the Elite Four. And I think I went with an average of like...
46, I think you said.
It was like... No, some of them got up to 46, but they were like 40... 43 okay. to 44.
See, I thought they were 46 and you got up to 48. But
no. They were like 42 to 44, I think. And that's about where they start. The Elite Four start at like 40, and then Lance has one Pokemon that's 50, I think. And he's the final one. But I made it through everything. I learned one thing and I lost one guy. I lost Man Bear Pig, which I forgot to mention last time I talked about my Nuzlocke round. That's my Nidoking. Who's just kind of like my all-arounder, because you learn he had Thunder Punch, he had an Ice Punch, he had a ground move, and he had something else. But he got hit. He was poisoned something. Fire's good against him. and a Hound Doom comes out, the big hound dog guy. And I'm like, oh yeah,
strong against him too, isn't it?
Well, I was like, he's dark normal. Like, that's what this dog is. But no, he knows flamethrower.
Yeah, he's dark fire, isn't he?
He's
yeah.
dark fire, which makes sense. He's a devil dog. I wasn't thinking. So he hits me with a huge flamethrower. I'm like, and I live. And I was like, okay, man, bear pick, tap out. And this is like the third, I think it's the third trainer. So I still have one more and then the champion. And then he uses pursuit, which I just thought was a dark move. What Pursuit does is if you try to switch out your Pokemon, it hits you before you can switch your Pokemon.
Yeah.
So that's how Man Bear Pig died.
Bummer.
But I learned something about a move I never knew. And then actually the rest of it was really easy.
Lance doesn't have any like true dragons, I found.
He's got a lot of flying.
Yeah.
Everything's part flying yeah. or water. And I caught this Pokemon that's just broken. It's water and electric. It's good against, like, everything.
Which one is that one?
It's Lantern.
Oh, yeah, the Lantern.
Called him Toaster. And I caught him. He was the last. I caught him on Victory Road. Or the place before Victory Road. And he was supposed to be a shelter for ice moves, but I didn't need it.
Nice.
And so, yeah, I beat it. It took me a long time. Clinton.
Yeah, I took a very different route to it. How many Pokemon did you catch?
I have to look at my, less than 20.
Okay. See, I caught 13 and I skipped like probably 8 or 9 routes.
I got to the point where I was just like,
I like this team.
This is my yeah. team. If I lose anybody, yeah. I'm fucked.
So like I said, I took a different route and I think we talked about it a little bit. Got super lucky, caught a Jigglypuff
first.
Very early. Yeah. And managed to, you know, goof around with her, get her high enough level, realize that she learns Defense Curl and then Roll Out. And that...
Didn't I teach you about that combo like the first yeah, time we were talking?
Yeah, and that became the game changer, I guess. I did lose 2 Pokemon through the run. One of them was 100% just because I forgot. I got nervous in before the Steelix because Roll Out is a rock type move.
Mm-hmm.
And I got nervous against Steelix because he's, you know, super high defense and resistant to rock. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go catch a Growlithe and try to level that up.
I don't think he said that this is your only viable option.
Oh, yeah. I leveled the Jigglypuff up, got a Moonstone, evolved her as early as I could. And then just ground up Wigglytuff, who was very lovingly named Cheese Puff. ground that bitch up so high. She was the only Pokemon that I used in any trainer battle, any fight, as long as I could keep it alive. I just used Wigglytuff.
You sent me a screenshot, and she was level 46 at a gym where my average level was like 32.
When I beat Chuck, I was at level 40 already. When I beat when I was at Chuck, I beat 32 at level 32. And then I beat, I did some crazy shit. But anyways, I did lose 2 Pokemon, the Growlithe, because I just forgot. I like was leveling the Growlithe and I came back to playing in, and I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just going to go to Jasmine. If I lose at Jasmine, then we can talk about it next week when we do our, or tomorrow, whatever day it was, when we do the podcast. And so I just went, fought her, and I like go to talk to her. She's like, oh, hey, let's battle. And it pops out Growlithe, and I was like, fuck. And it was like level 16, so it just died on the first hit. And I was like, I'm not going to like waste a turn like taking damage to swap him out. I'm just going to let him die and then throw Wigglytuff out.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the Magnemite destroyed him. And Magnemites were my worst. I never had any trouble except for Magnemites. They would confuse me and then paralyze me. And it would just be like, I'm fucked. And so I would just be like...
And now Magnemites steal now, so it's like defense is way higher than it was.
So I'm throwing, you know, potions at him in like full heals and just trying to get through any kind of Magnemite, and it was Magnemites and Koffings that gave me my worst trouble. They would poison me, or they would confuse me and paralyze me, and that was always just like, fuck. But anyways, beat Jasmine, no problem. It was no reason to be nervous. just roll out, defense coral roll out through the two Magnemites, beat the Steelix, and I think it took me like 18 turns or something by the end of it to finally get him down. But yeah, didn't have any problem. He kept using Iron Tail, which must have awful accuracy because he hit me maybe like 3 times in the 18 turns. But yeah, eventually just kept rolling out, rushing through it all. I ended up beating it in 10 hours and 5 minutes, 10 hours and 4 minutes. I had a very, very close call during the final four. I got to Bruno,
the fighting guy,
the fighting type, and his Hitmontop kept using Dig, which I can't get a rollout combo going if I miss. So it took me a while to get through Hitmontop, and then I was probably at like, you know, half health or something. Hit a rollout, destroyed the next 3, got to the last one, hit him once. It's my last rollout. It misses. And I'm like, fuck, I'm screwed. He punches me with whatever it was, and my health bar goes down. I use rollout, and I'm like, fuck, I probably shouldn't have. I probably should like heal or something. Yeah. And then start the rollout combo. He punches me again. Health bar goes down. Hit him with one more rollout. Health bar goes down to 1 HP.
And I'm like, sent a screenshot of it.
Yeah, and I'm like, fuck. Fuck. Jesus. As it's coming down, I'm just like, no. No way. And then Rot hits and kills the Pokemon. I'm just like, oh my god. I just got way too fucking lucky on that one. Had 1 HP. Go to Lance, and it's like, oh, Dragon type, shit. Like, nope, they're all flying. So Rock super effective.
Gyarados, Dragonite, and something else.
Yes, Charizard.
Charizard, flying, so, flying.
Yeah, all of them are flying type, and he barely even did any damage to Cheese Puff, and yeah.
The rest is history.
And if I would have used my rare candy before fighting Lance, I think she would have been level 69 when I finished.
Damn, you missed an opportunity.
But she was like, you know, like the tiniest smidgen away from 69 when I finished. So she was level 68, the only Pokemon that I leveled after the first gym.
The bird gym?
Yeah. And that did it in 10 hours, 5 minutes. So that's the way to, if you want to beat gold, just get rollout.
Just get rollout. I mean, it's why.
There were a few times I think I got really lucky and just didn't miss a rollout for like all 5 of them.
I mean, that cow, the Miltank uses rollout and will murder you.
Yeah. So. You know, I just defense curl, take a hit, and then roll out, and normally it would just kill everything. So, yeah, the Magnemites, because they're fucking, you know, steel type. And
well, I was going to ask you what your MVP was, but there's just no question.
Yeah, today I got to work, and I work with my good friend, our good friend, Matt, who is a Pokemon master. He has a living dex of all the Pokemon, and is working towards having a living dex of all of the Pokemon cards. He's like 89% of the way through that or something. But there's a box on my desk at work this morning, and I open it, it's got a Pokeball in it, and I open it up and it's got a Wigglytuff little plushie and a Wigglytuff trading card.
That's awesome.
So I have a little Cheese Puff to put with my collection of tchotchkes. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was definitely like, you know, at the point where I was just like, I have to finish this, so I'm just gonna like power through this, and I did it from Jasmine through the end of the game in like 4 hours one night. So
yeah, you were texting us at like 1 a.m.
Yeah, I was just like,
yeah, he's getting it done.
Yeah.
Yeah, would you recommend that style of play?
Yeah, I think if you're gonna play one of those games again, that's definitely the way to do it. It helped me way more than just if we had just like, hey, let's play gold again. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Would not have given a shit, but
it was fun to lose yourself in the research again.
Yeah.
It's fun to kind of bend the rules and find a way to get what you want after a certain point. There's also just sometimes there's no avoiding it, and you're like, oh, fuck, I got a Weedle. And
yeah, that's, I was telling Dan earlier, I was doing everything I could think of before going through Union Cave, because there's a Lapras in Union Cave that you can catch later.
Yeah.
So I was trying to like get a Geodude beforehand.
But only on Fridays.
Yeah. And so...
Not for us. Whatever. Yeah.
I was trying to, you know, figure out a way to get through Union Cave without running into a new Pokemon, but I ended up killing a Sandshrew or something, I think. I was like, fuck, I just really wanted to...
Why didn't you go to Ho-Ho? I mean, Lugia was actually pretty easy for me to catch.
I just didn't care at that point. I was just trying to
finish. It was just straight up wiggling. Yeah. Got it.
Just wait. But, the other Pokemon that I lost was Gyarados. The red Gyarados. And that's where I got really lucky, too, I think, with a couple of Pokemon. With him, I threw an Ultra Ball and didn't do anything. Put it to sleep with Sing and then threw an Ultra Ball at it and caught it.
Done.
No problem. Damn. There were a few Pokemon like that. But, I mean, the Wigglytuff was so much higher level. I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not, but...
I would just
put him to sleep and then throw Pokeballs at him until I caught him because I couldn't do anything else.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. It must have been a Magnemite fight where I just had to throw someone out to, they could actually like tank a few hits to heal the Wigglytuff. Obviously Electric super, super effective against Gyarados because he's water flying. And he ended up dying and I was not really fussed over it. So
Gyarados is weird because he's supposed to be all powerful, but man, lightning will just take him down in 3 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, he's weak against a shit ton of stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Like electric rock.
But you can also learn everything. You're like, why does Gyarados a flying water know flamethrower? Why does he know Thunderbolt? Why does he know Earthquake?
Because he's a dragon.
Yeah. Well, that's like, what is it? Charizard wasn't flying for a long time, or he's not dragon. That's the big thing. He's not dragon, and he's like the most dragon looking motherfucker there is in that game. He's flying.
He's skinny Dragonite,
but Kingdra, dragon.
Yes,
the seahorse thing,
dragon.
That's true. I forgot about that.
They're probably like in Japanese. It's probably called like a sea dragon or something.
Probably makes more sense to them.
So. My MVP was Slypooper. My Eevee. Well, my Espeon.
Psychic is super powerful. Mm-hmm. They have such a high special attack that like most...
Also, coming from a normal type, I was always just amazed by how much... her health bar was endless. She could take such a beating for
Wigglytuff had 300 and some HP by the time it finished. Cheese Puff was beefy.
That's pretty, that's crazy. Is Snorlax in 2? Can you get a Snorlax in 2?
Yes, you have to go back to... like sleeping in the same spot.
Gotcha, I forgot that you can go back. Not in the games Neil and I had. You can't go back to Kanto.
Really? Yeah. No, because you can't finish.
When I beat Lance and the credits rolled...
I put you back to the beginning.
Yeah, I booted up the game again and I was at the beginning. My save before I went into the final, the Elite Four. I was like, well, I guess I'm not going to just have fun with the rest of this game.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, it was really fun. I was upset when we lost because I was like, well, shit.
We told you over and over, she's the Dark Souls boss of gold.
Yeah, I thought just having that Machop, I would just roll through. It was so funny because he was one-shotting everybody else. And then it was like, nope.
I think I'm going to... I've been curious about the remake that's coming up, Diamond and Pearl, because I've never played them.
Is it Diamond and Pearl? Weren't we talking... Isn't... Or is it... the next ones.
White, black, XY.
No.
Sun, moon. Whatever comes out. I might get it and play.
You're right. It is Diamond. Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl.
I might play my first run through as a Nuzlocke.
Yeah.
I might if you are curious about it, do it with a friend. If you can. I know some of us don't have friends.
We're just here to make Neil's just here to make our Nuzlocks more enjoyable. We don't talk to him before or after the show. But all right, we want to save our thing for next week then?
Yeah, I'll save it.
We'll save it.
Are you okay with that?
Oh, sure.
All right. We have something planned for next week. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
But that was their Nuzlocke rundown. I definitely recommend people give it a shot though.
Yeah. So what happened to you, Dan, in your Nuzlocke? What happened to you in your Nuzlocke?
Oh, I died to the cow. Yeah.
I just saw a meme of it on Reddit today that I sent to the group.
Yes, that was very funny.
Stop it, you're scaring me.
I'll put it out on Twitter so everyone can see the meme about it, about Miltank. So, all right, well, thank you guys for joining us for Game Goose this week. If you have any comments or anything, gamegoosepodcast@gmail.com. Go ahead and email us. Email us. Do a Nuzlocke of your own and tell us your story of it. Yeah. Do it.
By the way, the episode was titled Nuz Pop and Lock It, which I was pretty proud of.
I did see that. Yeah, if you're wondering where we started, Nuz Pop and Lock It. So, all right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us this week and have a great week. We'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
Wow, that was weird. Oh, yeah, you're on vacation next week.
No episode next week. Goodbye.